the endless days and endless nights. We are the foam floating on the ocean. We are the dust wandering in endless space. Our cries are lost in the howling wind. Without food, without water, our children lie exhausted until they cry no more. Let me give you another version on that.
Could I say this?
That yeah. We're lost in the tempests, out in the open seas, our small boats drift. We seek for land during the endless days and endless nights. We are the foam floating on the ocean. We are the dust wandering in endless space. Our cries are lost in the howling wind. Without food, without water, our children lie exhausted until they cry no more.
I thought that was excellent.
Lost in the tempests, out in the open seas, our small boats drift. We seek for land during the endless days and endless nights. We are the foam floating on the ocean. We are the dust wandering in endless space. Our cries are lost in the howling wind. Without food, without water, our children lie exhausted until they cry no more.
That's just...
Without food, without water, our children lie exhausted until they cry no more.
That's just fine.
Kenneth Moorfield recently produced a documentary to help Americans understand the pain of removal. Senator Sims warns that this time a repetition of our Vietnam era will lead to dire consequences for our way of life. Reed Irvine of Accuracy in Media.
Okay, that's fine.
No, the men whose names are chiseled into this marble were not sent on a fool's errand with no purpose. The purpose was noble, but we failed. Our people and our leaders became confused and suffered a loss of will with disastrous consequences. But perhaps these brave men will not have died in vain if we distill from that experience the real lessons of Vietnam. We'll explore these media-related issues. We'll explore these media-related issues in greater depth in our next program entitled Television's Vietnam, The Impact of Media. I'm Charlton Heston.
That's fine. I'd like to do it one more time, just so I'll have... I know you're reading this in a minute.
No, the men whose names are chiseled into this marble were not sent on a fool's errand with no purpose. The purpose was noble, but we failed. Our people and our leaders became confused and suffered a loss of will with disastrous consequences. But perhaps these brave men will not have died in vain if we distill from that experience the real lessons of Vietnam.
Fine.
You know...
Well, the point is that
No, the men whose names are cut into what some Vietnam veterans describe as that damn black marble ditch in the mall were not sent in a fool's errand with no purpose. The purpose was noble, but we failed. Our people and our leaders became confused and suffered a loss of will with disastrous consequences. But perhaps these brave men will not have died in vain if we distill from that experience the real lessons of Vietnam. No, the men whose names are cut into what... Again. No, the men whose names are chiseled into what some Vietnam veterans describe as that damn black marble ditch in the mall were not sent on a fool's errand with no purpose. The purpose was noble, but we failed. Our people and our leaders became confused and suffered a loss of will with disastrous consequences. But perhaps these brave men will not have died in vain if we distill from that experience the real lessons of Vietnam. Okay.
Well, by golly, that's it.
There we are.
Did you push play and record at the same time?
I did.
Okay, then it must be recording.
Yeah, it's also bringing up the...
He was not in Vietnam, but his ideas and the Vietnamese he trained were. In 1930, new rebellions broke out. He was not in Vietnam, but his ideas and the Vietnamese he trained were. In 1930, new rebellions broke out. Denied the election promised at Geneva, and nearly destroyed by Diem and Nu's police, the communist leadership and its southern supporters decided to go back to war.
Second.
Denied the election promised at Geneva, and nearly destroyed by Diem and Nu's police, the communist leadership and its southern supporters decided to go back to war.
That's fine, but can you put more emphasis?
Stop it, because we're almost out of time. Denied the election promised at Geneva, and nearly destroyed by Diem and Nu's police, the communist leadership and its southern supporters decided to go back to war. Of the 2.5 million who served in Southeast Asia, a substantial number, some estimate 750,000, are still haunted by the experience. Of the 2.5 million who served in Southeast Asia, a substantial number, some estimate 750,000, are still haunted by the experience. Of the 2.5 million who served in Southeast Asia, a substantial number, some estimate 750,000, are still haunted by the experience. In 1946, he had been famous as a patriot for over a quarter of a century. In 1946, he had been famous as a patriot for over a quarter of a century.
Ho Chi Minh was on a silver platter in 1945. We had him. He was leaning not toward the Soviet Union. At the time, he told me that the USSR could not assist him because they had just won a war only by dint of real heroism, and they were in no position to help anyone. So really, we had Ho Chi Minh, we had the Viet Minh, we had the Indochina question in our hand. Ho Chi Minh was on a silver platter in 1945. We had him. He was leaning not toward the Soviet Union. At the time, he told me that the USSR could not assist him because they had just won a war only by dint of real heroism, and they were in no position to help anyone. So really, we had Ho Chi Minh, we had the Viet Minh, we had the Indochina question in our hand.